Whew. So Epic went on their word. I don't know if it was Microsoft or Epic Games, but I'm pretty sure it was just mostly Microsoft. We all know their bad decisions for games and shit. I'm kind of disappointed at both of them, really. This is unprofessional, really. I'm not trying to say, oh, this is all their fault. No, I'm trying to say, this is a scam. Like, this shit is probably going to get in trouble by the FTC.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to be honest. Consoles are fucking expensive. Alright? Not everyone gets a chance to buy a console, an Xbox Series X, a PlayStation 5. Because remember, this is like 2020 back then or something. Like, this was so long ago. You know, at first they were like,
oh yeah, you could unlock the style anytime. We don't want to remove that.
But nah, they were like,
fuck you, we're making this exclusive for anyone else that owned this back then. We don't give a fuck about our old promise we made back then. Fuck you, your money is now ours.
Now again, I'm not trying to pull shame on anyone at Epic, whoever put this idea. It's not their fault, it's just the business practices is really kind of skeptical. I don't know if it's Microsoft or Epic, so at that point, it's probably Microsoft's fault, but we don't know, really. And they also technically did
lie.
They clearly state this would be available for anyone else. No matter what time it is, it will still be there. But since their new terms of service, they switched their mind. Switched their thing. I don't know who did it. I don't know who made them do that. But they now say,
yeah, well, forget about that. You can't do it.
Like, keep in mind, this was never rare.
Nah.
Never exclusive.
Fuck no.
It was never stated as exclusive. Anything you say about Travis Scott, he's not technically an OG skin. Like Renegade Raider, Assault Trooper, Skull Trooper, Iconic, Galaxy skin. He's not like those skins, okay? He's a collab character. Even if his record label or anything says,
don't return the skin.
So what was the point of them saying,
oh, you can unlock it at any time. We're not going to do anything about it.
And then they're like,
sorry, we're not letting you do it.
So was that a fucking lie?
Yeah.
This is why companies should not be able to keep promises they can't keep.
But they're companies, they don't care about money.
And we all thought they were going to end exclusivity. But oh, wait, it's an Xbox exclusive skin. It was Microsoft's doing, not Epic Games. It's the CEO of Microsoft's fault. It's Bill Gates. He keeps on gatekeeping everything. But honestly, this situation is pretty complicated. I wish they did something to warn them before this change happened, because I unlocked the matte black style on an iPhone cloud gaming, and I didn't buy shit for no Xbox. I got an old Xbox, it's an Xbox One, not an Xbox One X or S.
Or an Xbox One S.
So I'm okay, but, like, seriously, at least they should have warned them, but no, did they?
No.
Again, remember, this is probably going to get him in trouble by the FTC again.
Epic Games, you cannot do that. This is the FTC. You cannot do that. That is bad. That is very bad. That is naughty, naughty.
Now, I wish there was a way to fix the situation, but there is ways they can fix it. One,
allow any user that bought his Xbox Series X or went cloud gaming can get it still.
Two,
address the situation carefully rather than just pulling it away from everyone else.
As this is an Xbox exclusive, not a Fortnite exclusive.
I mean, technically they're both the same thing.
Or do something. Shit, I'm not an Epic employee. I'm no lawyer. I'm just saying that's what probably needs to be done. I don't know. Now, my honest opinion about this, I gotta say, I hate that. That is stupid. Let anyone else have it. I don't care if it's exclusive, Xbox exclusive. Like, I mean, of course, it has to be the people from the Xbox, not just from anywhere, because that's how it was earlier. That's how you had to unlock it. You have to buy a new console just to get that style, which is stupid. It reminds me of those stupid
Xbox Fortnite exclusive skin on eBay.
Probably. Which is going to lead people to buy an account that has the matte black Master Chief style, which is, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Don't do it.
Because that's also a scam.
And it is against Epic's TOS.
And again, did we get baited?
Yes.
Yeah, we got debated. On Master Chief. Wow. I guess we could call him a master baiter.
Yo, boss.
Anyways, don't attack no one in Epic Games or Microsoft. It's not their fault. It's just the business marketing practices, whatever. It's not their fault. It's just how everything is. I hope everything gets resolved soon. And they probably will. By the FTC or by us. I don't know. They may never do it. But here's hoping. It's not like it's not gonna happen. Anything can happen, really. But anyways, this is a mishap, and this is Red Rape, and I'm out of here. Anyways, make sure you have a wonderful day or night or morning or anything, and I'm out of here. Peace out.